Greetings from the Simon Schmid podcast. There we go. I didn't laugh after the introduction. So once again, on a beautiful cycle in the Hampshire Hills, I just thought I would pull over. I've got this amazing spot which I stop at to take in the view. And just thought I would share something which has come up frequently the last couple of months with coaching clients, is this word truth. And we don't live in our truths. And it's sad because it develops limiting beliefs and limiting behavior. And when you don't live in your truth, you struggle to really love who you are. And there's no shame in being truthful. But we have this perception that we're going to be judged. We're going to be seen as being different. We're going to be not part of the group. We're not going to be as loved as much. And I know exactly that. I didn't live in my truth for a large part of my adult life. But being truthful and living in your truth is the first step to really starting to love yourself. And through over the years of me increasing my own self-care, which I grew up with a mom that didn't have any self-care and didn't look after herself mentally and emotionally. And I have this desire and obsession to help people improve their self-care. As I've known the gift of what improving your self-care does, but working with clients on an intimate level and being able to observe objectively how we really don't live in our truths. We've all done this. And it's quite sad. I feel sad about it. I feel sad that we've, because of the way we've grown up, because of what we've experienced, we just don't want to be truthful. But I can tell you now that living in your truth is one of the greatest gifts you will ever give yourself. You create boundaries around your feelings. You start to learn to love yourself and who you are. When you live in your truth, the way you communicate comes from a place of love and care. And I've been probably the most truthful I've ever been with my kids these last couple of months. And I mentioned before, this deep desire to have a different connection with my children has been something I've really wanted to fulfill as me as a man. But being truthful about my feelings and being truthful about my opinions and doing it in a soft, caring, loving way, the response I've got from my children has been remarkably moving. So those of you single dads, single moms, don't be scared to be truthful about your feelings. Be truthful about what you don't like. But just check in with yourself. Is it coming from a place of love and care? But it all starts with really wanting to love yourself and who you are as you. Because I do truly believe that we all are one. And I believe that we need to learn to have this intimate relationship with our own reality. And I think also being truthful comes from a place of dropping all your fears. The fear of what's going on, what's going to happen next. Am I going to find love? Am I going to be liked? Am I going to be successful? And the truth is, we don't know. And it's okay to own that truth. and be vulnerable about it. And I chat to coaching clients and I chat to people and men and women, and I can just observe that no one lives in their truth. You know, and I've got a wonderful friend in Cape Town who I've been friends with for 20 years. We've had quite a roller coaster relationship as friends. I do miss him dearly. We've had some wonderful times. So John, if you're listening, I love you, my friend, and I miss you terribly. And I miss our good times. And we've got lots of memories which will hold very dear to my heart. But he's got this great saying, secrets keep you sick. And it's really true. And I just really hope for the people that are listening to my podcasts, don't be scared to be truthful about how you really feel, because you're only indirectly holding yourself back from ultimately loving you as you, fully getting your head and your heart to connect. So that's my little spin from the Hampshire Hills. Grateful to be out here. The sun is shining. I've got a cyclist going past, looking at me like I'm a complete lunatic. But the good thing is I really don't care. And just so much abundance happening around us. Lots of change we're all facing, positive changes. We all seem to be reevaluating. I chatted to a friend of mine who's got a very, very big job in the city. And it was so lovely to hear him reevaluating on how he looks after himself and managing his expectations of himself physically. And he's seen the benefits of not having to travel so much. And he's feeling great. And I think people out there with this, with what we're going through, we are being forced to reflect. But I really hope in this reflection that we're all facing, it's time to be truthful. Be truthful to a loved one. Be truthful to a friend. Be truthful to anybody that's close to you if you don't like something. Because secrets will keep you sick. So to finish off, have a wonderful week. Stay safe. And that's it from Sai in the Hampshire Hills. Cheers for now.